There is a fifth Democrat looking to challenge Congressman Rodney Davis. She's Angel Sides, a substitute teacher from Springfield, a late entry into the Democratic primary in the 13th Congressional District, a district that includes parts of Bloomington Normal. Sides is a first-time candidate but has been involved in politics and campaigns for years. Her progressive platform echoes that of Bernie Sanders, who she campaigned for in 2016. Sides says her number one concern is the role of for-profit media in shaping public debate over important issues like universal health care.
Because we have media sponsored by corporations. Corporations won't tell or report on things that affect their bottom line. So, you know, they're not given the view of the fair view of what for example, universal health care is. We have insurance companies that lobby politicians and they sponsor the media. People can consider that corporate America is the media. They're not going to put a positive light on universal health care because insurance companies have so much invested in our media and our politicians. But that's something every other civilized country has. I mean, when the common voter ask themselves, how are we different than any other country that has this? We're not. We're the richest country in the world. And we are stressing out our sick. We're stressing out our elderly. You know, it's about time this country has universal single-payer health care. And you can call it expanding Medicare. But we need to get there because it's ridiculous. We don't have it already, in my opinion.
So other than universal single-payer health care, what are the other top issues that you're going to be pushing through the campaign?
I think tuition-free college education. We have predatory lending. Young people deserve an education without going into debt because some of them, you know, they might change their major. They might not be able to get a good job when they're out of college, and that interest piles up, and they're worse off than if they'd have never gone to school at all. And that's not right. Because once again, there's countries, you know, in Europe that have free college education. And why is that? And we don't have it. It just seems like when you really look at the big picture, we have 56% of our discretionary spending going towards defense. And that's, you can add up all the defense spending of countries like the United Kingdom, Japan, Germany, France, Russia, China. You can add those all up, and we're more than double that amount for our defense spending. It's our money, and it should be used on the American people to update our infrastructure and for education, maybe to house a homeless person, to convert to alternative energy.
Angel, you've been involved with political activism for at least a decade, and I know you mentioned you volunteered for the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign in 2016. Have you yourself ever run for office before or held office?
No, I've been representing people through my activism and also running campaigns for other politicians.
Who are some of your political heroes, office holders, past or present, that you look up to?
I've been just campaigning for Democrats because when you follow the money, we have the biggest corporatist party is the Republicans. We have some corporate Democrats. That's why I campaigned for Bernie Sanders. I'm under the notion we need to transform the Democratic Party before it's too late. Even Jimmy Carter has come out and said we live in an oligarchy. But, and so I campaigned for Ann Callis. I've campaigned for Dick Durbin. I usually agree, you know, with Dick Durbin. He's pretty good. I've campaigned for David Gill, believe it or not, a little. I have always campaigned for a Democrat. I probably would have campaigned for Bernie Sanders if he would have ran as an independent. But everyone said, oh, you know, he wouldn't have won. And it shouldn't be that way in this country. We've got a lot of things we've got to change, from the superdelegates to the fact that we don't have an open primary here in this state, to maybe the Electoral College as well.
So how would you grade Rodney Davis's tenure in Congress so far?
Oh, gosh. he votes against clean water. I mean, it's just a typical Republican. You know, he doesn't hold a town hall unless you donate a lot of money to his campaign, and that's part of the reason I'm running. I just have been so angry because you have no voice in this country. You can have tens of thousands of people marching in the streets, and it's not even reported in the media. There's just no forum to hear for people to hear your voice. What is he afraid of? That's what you have to ask yourself. If somebody can't meet with you and hear a question and answer a question that hasn't been selected or, you know, somehow scripted for someone to give, that's not democracy. We should have a voice in any forum. Like, we should be able to speak, and people should be able to clap if they like you, and if they like what you say. It just seems like we've lost our freedom of speech in this country.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Angel Sides, a Democrat running for the 13th Congressional District that's currently held by Republican incumbent Rodney Davis. The 13th Congressional District is pretty sprawling. It stretches here from Bloomington-Normal to the east towards Champaign-Urbana to the south near you in Springfield and Taylorville, where Congressman Davis is from. This is a district that Republicans have held, but one in which Democrats think they can possibly steal away in 2018. So what does a Democrat like you have to do to actually win this district next year?
Well, just get out and talk to constituents. We need to expose Rodney Davis. I'm telling people right now to follow the money. Look how his campaign is financed. And then you want to look also at, you know, when you vote for someone, how long have they been saying what they're saying? In other words, if they're just now saying, for example, let's raise the minimum wage, then they're probably pandering to the voter instead of actually believing in that, or they'll be less likely to take action to make that happen. But what we really need are people that will not sell out to corporate America at any cost. You know, you just go in there. Don't even plan on being reelected. Don't go there trying to get campaign donations from industry. Just do your job for 2 years and get out. That's what we need. We need people planning on just being there for their term and no longer, because that would change everything. That would transform the Democratic Party.
Well, you've mentioned your concerns with the influence of corporations in our elections. But how do you plan to raise enough money to stay competitive in this race, both against your Democratic primary opponents, four of them, and then against Congressman Davis, who obviously has a pretty significant fundraising advantage?
Well, I would hope that I could get, if I were nominated, I would get funding from Our Revolution or Brand New Congress or maybe the Justice Democrats, because they have the same ideology. They're taking money, small amounts of money, from the public, just the voters themselves. And that's what needs to happen. If we subsidize anything, we need to subsidize our media and our elections. That's where some of our tax dollars should go. Not to Israel. What is that doing in Israel? What exactly are we funding in Israel with $8 million a day? What exactly is this 56% of our tax dollars going for defense? For defense for what? I mean, the statistics are, if we hadn't invaded Iraq, we would be better off and safer than if we went in like we did. So that was a big waste of our tax dollars. In fact, it made things worse with our tax dollars. You know, we need to push to subsidize our elections and our media.
So what do you think that you can offer Democratic voters that the other four Democrats in this primary cannot?
Well, I can offer them that I haven't taken money from corporations, and I haven't, and I would just plan on serving two terms, not have to try and get a bunch of money from corporate American industry to be reelected. But yeah, I don't think any other candidate is saying that. I don't think any other candidate talks about perpetual war and the need to end all these wars all over the world. So we have a little funding, and we're not just getting worse off and worse off with our infrastructure and educating young people and having more and more homeless people in this country.
That's Angel Sides of Springfield, a candidate for the 13th Congressional District. She's a Democrat running in the primary against four other Democrats for a seat currently held by Republican Rodney Davis. I'm Ryan Denham.
The other four Democrats in the 13th District race are Jonathan Ebel of Urbana, David Gill of Bloomington, Eric Jones from Edwardsville, and Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan of Springfield. All five candidates will gather for a GLT Congressional Candidate Forum on February 6th at 6 p.m. at the Normal Theater in Uptown. The primary election is March 20th.